Welcome to the Rose of Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Cranfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning. Welcome to the Rose of Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Cranfield. Oh, I thank God for His presence today. Oh, take a moment just to breathe in Him. Let Him come through you, every part of your life, every part of your, hallelujah, every part of your capacity. Let Him come through you. Praise God. The Word of God says, arise and shine, for the light has come. Let the glory of the Lord shine upon you right now. Oh, feel His presence right now. Lift up your hands in His presence. Oh, I give Him glory. Hallelujah. He is worthy of His praise. He's worthy. He is worthy from us, God. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Abba, for your presence, your glory. Let your glory come upon us, Father. Let your glory come upon us. Thank you for coming to every part of our gates. Our eyes, our nose, our ears, and my Father, thank you for let us feel your presence. Let us experience your glory. Let us see your glory, Father. Let us smell you as a rose of Sharon. Let us hear your voice, your still voice. Let us hear you, Lord. Oh, I thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my people of God, breathe. Take a deep breath and breathe into the Lord. Let the Lord come upon you right now. As the word say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Oh, I thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming upon us right now. Lift up your hands, children of God. Lift up your hands right now and feel the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let His glory shine upon you. Feel the wave of His way, of His glory. Hallelujah. Feel His wave of glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Meditate on His word. Meditate, hallelujah, in His presence. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God. Hallelujah. Take that moment right now to experience God's presence. Wherever you are, experience His presence. Experience His glory. Smell Him. He's a sweet-smelling Savior. Taste Him. He's a honeycomb in your mouth. Oh, give God the glory. Lift up your eyes and watch the glory of God shine upon you right now in this hour, at this moment. Take that time right now to experience Lord's presence. Oh, I give God the glory. Oh, He is so good that His mercy endures forever. I truly thank God for being on this radio broadcast of the Rose of Sharon. Thank God for His word of life. Thank God for every one of you who are able to hear the word of God to inspire you, to lift you up, to motivate you, to give you hope, to give you peace, to give you love, to give you the assurance that God is with you at all times. And thank God for giving us His Son, Jesus, the Almighty One, who willing to give His life as a ransom, laid his body on the altar just for me and you, that we will have the right to the kingdom of God, that Jesus willingly to lay down his life so God will forgive our sin through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank God for Jesus today. My brothers and sisters, thank you for joining with me, able to hear what God has to say to us in this hour. And I thank God for the book of John, the 6th chapter. The book of John, the 6th chapter, says a whole lot about Jesus. It gives a demonstration, illustration, how Jesus did what he did, praise God, and what he's doing right now. Jesus, the light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is a river of life. He come to give us that river of water that we don't have to thirst anymore. A water that can run slowly. Praise God, will never run dry. Not like a regular well water, but the water of life that Jesus poured out upon us in this hour, right now, that will fill the living water into our spirit. That water of life will never run dry. Praise God. It will keep you going, knowing that the Lord is there. Right there. Right there. Praise God. For you to receive what he wants you to have. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. And the 6th chapter of John. Praise God. Jesus did a whole lot of things in the 6th chapter of John. First of all, he feed the 5,000. Thank God for what he did. He did a miracle. He showed the disciples how true the word of God is, that faith moves the mountain. And then from there, praise God, he is the bread of life. He walks on the water by faith. Praise God. He was showing the disciples, especially Peter, to increase his faith at that moment. That Peter learned how to walk on the water. Because why? He believed Jesus for a short while. A short time while he was there walking on the water with the Lord. But thank God it was faith that moves God. And then Jesus, the bread of life. He's still the bread of life today. That bread that he gave to us. The bread right now that we are inherited right now, that we are masticated on it right now, marinating on the bread of life, and Jesus is that bread of life. But I thank God for Jesus when he said, I am the bread of life. Oh, I thank God today. He's still that same Jesus. He is that bread of life. Not the bread that you buy from the grocery store, but the true bread. The true bread that will never mold, that will never decay, but that bread of life, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I truly thank God, for he is good, that his mercy endures forever. And most of all, I thank God that Jesus was with the disciples, praise God, in the desert. And thank God for what he is to us in this hour. But thank God for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. But the most thing I love about the book of 6th chapter of John, when Jesus told the ones that were following him, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have everlasting life. But it was hard for them to understand what Jesus was talking about. It was very difficult for them to receive the concept when it comes to God's word. But when Jesus said about this hard teaching, the disciples said, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? Those who could not understand where Jesus was coming from. But Jesus said this, praise God, does this offend you? Then what? If you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before, the Spirit gives life, the flesh count for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are are some of you who do not believe. Jesus was telling them the truth. Not today. And we are in the walk of the journey to go forward, to look what the end will bring us to. There are those who say they love God, praise God, but they don't believe what they read. And that's what Jesus was talking about. Those who don't believe in his word. But we, they are the children of God. If we say we believe in God, we should believe whatever Jesus said to us. The word of righteousness, the Holy Ghost, will teach you to help you to understand the concept of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to know his word. We need to understand, to acknowledge his body and his blood. Thank you, Lord, and his spirit. We need to have the nature of God in our lives. We need to have the nature of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come on, breathe in the Lord. Have his nature. Understand the concept what Jesus is saying to us today. When you read your word, take the time to understand what Jesus is saying to us today. Thank God for his son who willingly to lay down his life. And that's why he said, my body, praise God. When he told the disciples, when they impart the bread, hallelujah, he said, this bread represents my body. The wine represents my blood. We need to acknowledge the Lord's body. We need to acknowledge the blood. Praise God. Not the blood that he had, but the new blood. The glorified blood. The blood that shines throughout to bring light into our lives. To partake of the Lord's body in a new righteous way. To receive it. Supernatural, to embark, hallelujah, to embrace the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, my people of God, let's embrace Jesus. Let us receive what the Lord wants us to have in this hour. And that's why the Lord turned to the 12. Does the truth offend you? And the truth do offend people because why? They don't understand the concept of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You got to be born again. You got to be born into the spirit of our Lord. You got to have the Holy Ghost, praise God, to receive the revelation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So don't let the enemy fear you, but to have you to embrace the presence of our Lord. Let him come and teach you the word of righteousness. Let him teach you life because he is the bread of life. Let us hold on to what the Lord said. Don't doubt his word, but believe in his word. Believe the truth that Jesus is saying to us because he is our Lord and Savior. So may God bless you and may God embrace you more and more. And you have a great and beautiful day. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.